This is Alex back again here, here to talk about the Smoke G150. This is an internal battery mod. It is 4,200 milliamp hours of battery life. Apparently it's a LiPo. That's pretty cool. Big ass screen, not that that's of any use to us. It has the same board as sort of the Aliens and the Cooper Plus and the AL85 and the T-Priv and the Pro Color and the GX350 and the Marshall G320. And yeah, you get the idea. Essentially every fucking Smoke mod that's ever been released ever since Cooper was part of Smoke. So that's not a bad thing. I'm just kind of, you know, amused. So, this is a 150-watt box mod, and it's about the size of the iStick 50-watt. It's a little thicker, but it's actually shorter, I believe, than the iStick 50. It's heavier. It's about the size of the J150, or as far as heft goes, it's about the same weight as a J150, maybe a little bit lighter. Definitely heavier than the Icon i200 or Icon i200. The eLeaf mod that I reviewed the other day, if anybody cares, go look it up. I doubt that it's actually 4,200 mAh. I'll just say it's a nice 4,000 to make it even. Either way, it's got a nice battery life on it. I can get through pretty much 1.5 to 2 TFE12s with the 0.12 ohm 12 coil in there, which for that tank is pretty fucking impressive. You know, that's a lot of battery life. For my Alien, I get through about one tank. And that's, you know, dual 18650s in series, of course. So, of course, series, you're not going to get the same as, you know, parallel. You're actually doubling the milliamps in series. You're really not. You're doubling the volts and the amps. Or not the amps. The, just doubling your volts, basically. And to some extent, increasing your amperage, but certainly not double. All right. So, how about this mod? It's got a side fire button, not a fire bar, unfortunately. I wish it had the fire bar like the Alien, but unfortunately, no fire bar. Just like a little iStick 50, kind of a side fire button that kind of curves with the device. Which, that's what reminded me of the iStick 50. It kind of has that Pico iStick 50-ish sort of button. It's a little bit bigger than those buttons. It's a little wider, and the wattage buttons on this are plastic. They are below the screen. And below that is your USB port. The pins go up. It's a micro USB charging port. I'm not sure if it does firmware updates. I'm pretty sure it probably does. A lot of the other Smoke stuff does. So I'd be kind of disappointed if it didn't. Not that I'll use it, because I've heard about some little horror stories with the aliens and the bugs in the firmware. So I'm not going to go and update that. But we're not talking about the Alien, are we? This will comfortably fit 25mm tanks, so the TFE whatevers will fit just fine. Subtank Plus, if you still have one, and the original Subtank, the Goon RDA 24mm edition Crown 3 will fit just fine. Anything that is 24.5 to 25.5mm will look just fucking fine on here. You can do 30s, but it will hang off the one side where the button is, so that's one thing where I wish they would just center the damn 510 pin like the Revenger mod. The Vapor Esso Revenger is the one mod where I've seen, actually, both Vapor Esso mods I've looked at, the Taro Nano and the Vapor Esso Revenger, have the center 510 pin. And I'll tell you what, the Revenger chip is fucking amazing, too. The actual board of the firing on it's fast. It's got some really advanced features on it. You've got preheat functions, you've got all sorts of shit, lots of temp control stuff. Not that I care about the temp control shit, but I am interested in the ramp and the preheat. And the fire time is faster than an eLeaf board, so it's extremely snappy and responsive. But enough about the Revenger. We're not here to talk about that. Maybe next year I'll get one, once they go down in price. this came as a kit to me. This came with the Big Baby Beast tank, which, you know, that's fine. I've already got, like, two Big Baby Beasts myself, and my girlfriend slash wife, you know, unofficially married wife, has one. And, you know, I really didn't see the need for the Big Baby Beast with this freaking mod, because, come on, it's 150 watts. Why would you give me, you know, a tank that can barely push 100? I mean, what the fuck? Give me the TFE8 Cloud Beast. Yeah, I mean, just give me a decent-sized tank. Don't give me a little bitch tank with, you know, a coil that can barely push 100 watts, and that's with some very thin juice after you've fluffed the coil, the cotton a little bit. TFE8 Cloud Beast with a couple of quad coils. Fuck it. That would have been perfect. And if you want to be really smart, give me the TFE12 with a couple of quad coils instead, because that's your new tank. That's your new flagship pimp it out tank. Now, granted, the Big Baby Beast does look good on this because it is 24.5 millimeter diameter. It's short. The mod is short. It looks pretty sexy. It's a pocket rocket. You know, it does have that advantage to it. And if you do put the Big Baby Beast or even the Baby Beast on here, you'll get amazing battery life because you're not doing 150 watts. You know, you're not doing 150 watts all day. You're pushing 80, 75, you know, and that's kind of mid-range for that tank. You know, that's fucking perfect. So I can understand a little bit why they did it that way, but I still feel like a lot of these companies are just putting out mods with the wrong tanks on top. For instance, Elif Icun 200 comes with the Mellow 4. Why doesn't it come with the Mellow RT22 or at least the 26, 25, whatever? You know, give me the 300. It's a 200-watt mod, and nobody's going to actually vape it at 300 watts, so why don't you just give me the Mellow 300? I don't know. I don't get it. Smoketech did this again with their Marshall. They gave us the Big Baby Beast, I think, or the Cloud Beast or something. Well, the Cloud Beast makes sense, but if it was the Big Baby Beast with the Marshall kit, I don't fucking get it. It's a 320-watt mod. Same thing with the Alien. 220-watt mod, and they give you a Baby Beast. Not even a Big Baby Beast. No, a Baby Beast. Yet, the mod can support 25-millimeter tanks and atomizers. Come on! What the fuck? Dude, stop. Really? I'm just saying, look, you want me to have something that actually looks good on your device, well, then you have to stop doing pussy tanks, okay? I don't vape pussy tanks. I vape this shit. Crown 3, 100 watts. 24.5 millimeter Eddy. Fucking 5 mil capacity. TFE 12 with a bubble. 8.5 to 9 mils. Fucking 0.12 ohm coil at 200 fucking watts. Okay? Am I making myself plain yet, Smoketech? Come on. Now, I understand why they do it from a completely business cynical prick standpoint. They want you to spend more money. They want you to buy the big tanks rather than having a kit that comes with everything because at that point,
well, I don't have to buy anything except coils.
So, of course, if they get you hooked on the Baby Beast and the TFE8 or 12 Cloud Beast or Cloud Beast King, respectively, they've got a winner. Anyways, enough of the negativity. Let's have a vape and have all sorts of positivity through the rest of this review.
The flavor out this thing is amazing.
The wattage output on this is very, very good. I like it. There's a delay. Listen. You know. So it's not like the other ones, like the Elif boards. Two quick negatives. Number one, the board. Okay, if you don't like Smoketech boards, don't buy this device. Simple as that, or Cooper boards. If you don't like Coopers and smokes, don't buy this board because, you know, this is just fucky. It's easy to get into modes that you didn't realize were there. it asks for a new coil every time you put a tank on there. That's something you don't want to deal with. If you want something that you don't have to worry about it every time you put a new tank or a new Addy on, get an Elif or a Wismec or a fucking Joytech, something like that, or, you know, whatever. And the other device, or the other negative would be that with other devices I've heard about, you know, the same device, I've heard other people say that they've had problems charging. So both of mine work fine, but the USB port sometimes just doesn't function. So it says it's charging and blah, 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 but it just gets hot and it doesn't actually charge the batteries. Or if it does charge the batteries, the chip is fucked up anyway. It won't work. Like it just stopped carrying, it stopped working. Or sometimes it just dies. So I have no idea. I'm hoping that this is the same luck as my Alien, where I just drop it and kick the shit out of it and it works. I've had this for about 3 months, and it's still going good. Yeah, about 2 months now, 2.5 months. And despite the tank problem, I still love the actual mod itself. G150, fucking awesome. If you like internals, get one. It's heavy. It's substantial. Hopefully the paint actually holds up. And I'll see you guys later. Vape on.